said. In her book, known as Triple Love Score, a university professor sets off a chain of events that rattles her carefully planned world. She must decide to choose between love and poetry when a former love comes back into her life, along with the revelation of an affair with a graduate student. Granite's inspiration for the story came after going through a divorce and then falling in love with her best friend of 19 years, whom she would go on to marry. The romance sparked a passion inside of her that has been lost for so long. Every day she would write up something new and send it to her boyfriend, Avram Granite, to give him something to laugh or talk about. Writing every day by yourself can be very lonely, so to have a partner with you is amazing, Granite said. It was having someone else who cared about my writing that inspired me to keep going. Yep, that's exactly it. In the world of any type of work, finding a reason besides the intrinsic motivation is very difficult. And so to have somebody help out with that is phenomenal. So that'll be in October. And last but not least, we have a little event going on at Alexandria. After studying astronomy in their science classes, seventh graders in Alexandria Middle School showed what they learned in a Starry Night celebration, which was held on June 6th. Poor weather meant stargazing through the telescope couldn't happen, but there were lots of other activities by district students and their families, which included laser show of constellations, art gallery of astronomy-related works, screen printing onto T-shirts or posters, and airbrush artists created astronomy scenes, math activities like finding shapes and angles in the constellation. The event was funded by the Alexandria Township Education Foundation grant, and the foundation was organized in the early 1997 to raise money for educational enhancements to existing programs as for innovative programs for enrichment. If those kids would like to go and see more of the stars, well, you've got two opportunities. You can go to Raritan Valley Community College every Saturday or up to Voorhees State Park up in near Glen Gardner and check it out there. There's two viewing stations, and they happen pretty much every Saturday as long as the weather holds out. And they would like you to drive in with very low parking lights so that you're not disturbing their view. All right, it's time for me to get on out of here. It's been my pleasure to be with you as I am every weekday morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. My thank you to Michelle and Al for their contribution to the show. Vincent Arlingus has never said he should have. Well, time to start planning for that hot, humid weather. Any type of housework you're going to do outside, need to do it early in the morning. And please watch out for seniors and anybody else that has medical conditions. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a great day. Good morning, Hunter and Hunchimer, very kind.
Is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
The plains in upper Midwest facing severe storms today. Forecasters say thunderstorms with damaging winds, large hail, and tornadoes bearing down on Nebraska, the Dakotas, Minnesota, and parts of Iowa, Wisconsin, and Michigan's upper peninsula. A past GOP presidential hopeful says Democrat Hillary Clinton's getting special treatment as the FBI investigates her email as Secretary of State. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has the details. He's in Washington.
Former Senator Rick Santorum telling ABC's This Week.
If she was a undersecretary of state that had done the same types of things, number one, he or she would have been fired, and yes, they would have been brought up under prosecution by the Justice Department.
Santorum also weighing in on the Donald Trump search for a running mate who's ready to be president of the United States.
There's lots of good people out there in the Republican Party.
I'm Chris Barnes.
And this is USA Radio News, powered by USARadio.com.
Tales of American Political History with Clinton Porter Hackney.
James Henry Jim Lane served as U.S. Senator from Kansas during the Civil War and was also a Union general. Senator Lane was reelected in 1865, but committed suicide the following year, leaving a vacancy. Mr. Edmund Ross had been raised in Ohio, but his newspaper business led him to Topeka, Kansas. Ross became politically active in the Republican Party there, and when Senator Lane killed himself, Ross was appointed to take the Senate seat and was later elected. Senator Edmund Ross would likely have become a fairly obscure politician had it not been for one dramatic, controversial moment in American history. In February of 1868, the United States House of Representatives impeached a sitting president for the first time. Senator Ross would be among the senators who would decide whether to convict the president and remove him from office. Join us again for more about Ross. This is Clinton Porter Hackney at cphackney.com.
Pressures.
Hey, Pat,
did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Stephen Patrick. Home sweet home.
Good morning. This is Tony Clark, and this is Some Things About Money with Joe Patton from Patton, Heidi & Associates. It's Tuesday, July 5th, 2016. The weather today, 78 degrees, slightly overcast. We'll have some mostly sunny this afternoon with a high near 87, west wind around 10 miles per hour. Tonight, patchy fog after 3 a.m., otherwise mostly clear with a low around 68 degrees. And tomorrow, Wednesday, we'll have some more patchy fog before 7 a.m., otherwise sunny with a high near 92. Calm wind becoming west around 5 miles per hour in the afternoon. And Wednesday night, slight chance of rain before 2 a.m., partly cloudy with a low around 69. Thursday, we'll have another chance of thunderstorms, and then more thunderstorms after 8 a.m. Partly sunny with a high near 93, calm wind becoming west 5 to 8 miles per hour in the afternoon. And Thursday night, some more showers, and Friday, and Saturday, and the weekend. So I hope you enjoyed your holiday weekend. We're going to have one more break, and then we'll come back with Joe Patton with Some Things About Money.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
And we're off. I know that was kind of loud. This is Joe Patton, Certified Financial Planner, Patton Heiding Associates, here in beautiful Hunterdon County, actually, Flemington, New Jersey. No, even more actually, at the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in beautiful downtown Flemington, New Jersey. And I hope all of you had a fabulous 4th of July, you know, filled with all family fun events. And, you know, you get to see people that are near and dear to your hearts and celebrate this great country called the United States of America. I know I certainly did. I spent most of my time with my family and then with my community doing a lot of poll work and a lot of partying. And that's probably the same thing many of you have done. Just noticing, I was talking to Tony on the way here about the dearth of cars and the plethora of parking spaces here on Main Street in Flemington. It appears that people are taking this as a recovery day. At least many people are. Or they're sleeping in their dark offices, trying to catch up on the sleep that they didn't get for the last three nights. But be that as it may, the world goes on. We have things happening all over the place. But here at Some Things About Money, we want to talk about markets. And as we are looking at the screen, it is red, not white or blue. And the Dow Jones Industrial Average is currently down 113 points, or 0.63%. The S&P 500 is down 17.11%. Or 0.8%. The NASDAQ is down a little bit over 1% at 48.12. Over in Europe, mostly down. The FTSE happens to be green at this point, up 19.5 points, 0.3%. The DAX and the CAC Courant are down. The DAX is down 1.8%. The CAC is down 1.92%. So, yeah, still dropping on those global growth concerns. But, you know, the Bank of England is doing all sorts of wonderful things to help promote England and Great Britain in general through this whole Brexit situation. Taking a look at oil, down $2.14 a barrel to 46.85, and gold is currently sitting at $1,347.10. That's up $8.10, and I'll tell you, the U.S. 10-year Treasury yield has fallen to a record low. We're currently looking at a yield of 1.3717%. Of course, that's not a negative number, which would account why so much money is flying across the Atlantic here to the United States, where those institutions are buying up U.S. debt left and right for that higher yield. But that's what's going on there. We had some numbers come out this morning. We also had Dr. Jeremy Siegel talking about how stocks may rise 15% in the second half of this year. And a lot of it has to do with lower interest rates and the potential for higher corporate earnings, which would set a little bit of a fire underneath stock prices. That is a good thing. We also had factory order numbers. Now, the new orders for U.S. factory goods fell in May on weak demand for transportation and defensive capital goods, but growing order backlogs and lean inventories suggested the worst of the manufacturing downturn was probably over. And this, of course, is coming from an article that we picked up on CNBC this morning. The Commerce Department said on Tuesday new orders for manufactured goods declined 1% after two straight months of increases. April's orders were revised slightly down to show a 1.8% increase instead of the previously reported 1.9% jump. Economists polled by Reuters had forecast factory orders following 0.9% in May. The department also said orders for non-defensive capital goods, excluding aircraft, fell 0.4% in May instead of the 0.7% drop reported last month. The so-called core capital goods are seen as a measure of business confidence and spending plans on equipment. Now, core capital goods shipments, which are used to calculate business equipment spending in the gross domestic product report, dropped 0.5% in May. Manufacturing, which accounts for about 12% of the economy, has been squeezed by a strong dollar and weak global demand, which have undercut exports of factory goods as well as efforts by businesses to reduce the inventory bloat. The sector has also been hurt by spending cuts by energy firms as they adjust to reduce profits from cheaper oil. And we'll talk a little bit about that in a second. But there are signs the sector could be close to turning a corner. The survey last Friday showed a gauge of national activity surge in June with factories reporting strong increases in new orders, including exports, order backlogs, and inventories. In May, orders for transportation equipment fell 5.7%, despite a tenth of a percent increase in demand for motor vehicles and parts. Defensive capital goods ordered, well, they tumbled by 28.1%. Orders for machinery, which have been hurt by weak demand in the energy and agricultural sectors, gained 0.3%, but orders for electrical equipment, appliances, and components slipped by 0.6%. Orders for computers and electronic products were unchanged. Inventories, well, factory goods dipped 0.1%, suggesting factories were making progress in reducing the inventory bloat that could support future production at factories. Inventories have declined in 12 of the last 13 months. Inventories to shipments ratio, well, that was at 1.36% in May, unchanged from April. Unfilled orders at factories increased 0.2%. After rising 0.6% in April, they have increased in 4 out of the last 5 months. So, kind of a mixed bag in terms of the factory orders numbers. So, let's see. What else are we going to talk about? We'll talk a little bit about Brexit today. We've got some numbers as it relates to some housing data. And, of course, we want to get into some of the personal stuff for all of you, the 6 financial lessons to master by the time you're 30 for those techie youth types out there. And if you have a financial advisor and you're not quite happy with them, we just want to make you aware of 6 things bad financial advisors do to the general public. And I think we'll finish up with today is a little bit of an article that I saw in Investment News about advisors needing to get real with their clients about what a reasonable investment return looks like. I think we're still seeking a return that would be more in line with the dot-com bubble of the late 90s, but we actually do live in a slightly different world, and I think our expectations require a little bit of management at this point. But those are the things we'll talk about later. For now, we're going to do our first commercial break, and when we come back, we will talk a little bit more about some things about money.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
And we're back. This is Joe Patton, Certified Financial Planner, Patton, Heidi & Associates, located at 1318 Route 31 North in the Gebhardt & Kiefer Building in Annandale, New Jersey. And if you'd like to give us a call, maybe come in, get a second opinion about the things that are most important to you as far as financial stuff goes, give us a call at 908-713-6600, and we will talk about you. Just got breaking news on CNBC. FBI's Comey says no reasonable prosecutor would bring a case against Clinton for emails. And it says Federal Bureau of Investigations Director James Comey spoke this morning about the investigation into Hillary Clinton's use of private email servers. Rather interesting comments. Comey began his address by explaining what investigators found during their investigation. He said that the investigation showed that 110 emails in 52 email chains were determined to include classified information at the time they were received. Comey also said the FBI assessed that there was no direct evidence that Clinton's personal email domain was hacked. It is possible, however, that hostile actors gained access, he said. Okay. He characterized the investigation findings as showing that Clinton and her team were extremely careless, but he said there was no clear evidence they intended to violate the law. Still, Comey said the FBI's recommendation is that Clinton face no criminal charges for her actions. A quote, "Our judgment is that no reasonable prosecutor would bring such a case." So I guess going forward, there will be a lot of defense attorneys out there for various crimes against, you know, our fellow citizens who will say, they didn't mean to do that. Yeah, they were negligent and they ran back and forth over you 110 times, but I just don't see where they meant to cause you bodily harm. So I guess the new interpretation is if I really didn't mean to do it, that's going to be an acceptable excuse, even though the evidence clearly states that they found wrongdoing and carelessness and the expectation that, yeah, we probably did put things out there that jeopardized national security, but you really didn't mean to do it. So, okay, no harm, no foul. Let's kind of go on with the election. Yes, very interesting stuff. But anyway, you know, the second quarter earnings release season gets off to a slow start. Once again, earnings for the quarter are expected to be down versus a year ago in terms of levels, with consensus estimates via FactSet currently showing the S&P 500 earnings per share to be down about 4.6% versus second quarter 2015 levels. If achieved, it would mark the fifth straight quarter of year-over-year earnings decline. Earnings were down 5.8% year-over-year in the first quarter and down 1% year-over-year in each of the preceding three quarters. If earnings have been dropping, why have equity markets been so resilient? Brexit aside, a key answer to this question may be that earnings are expected to see considerable improvement in the third quarter and beyond due to the easier comparisons, higher energy, commodity prices, and a modestly weaker dollar. Before the bell, which we were going to get over into later, analysts currently forecast 2017 S&P 500 earnings growth at 14%. As is often the case, this estimate may prove overly optimistic. However, two factors are expected to play a key role in whether this forecast can be attained: oil prices and the U.S. dollar. A sharp drop in oil prices and the resulting strong negative impact on the energy sector earnings has been a major drag on overall S&P results over the last 2 years. The recent partial rebound in prices should give the sector a tailwind. The exceptionally strong U.S. dollar has also been a key headwind over the last 2 years. On a trade-weighted basis, the dollar was a sharp 25% higher from July 1st, 2014 to the end of January this year. Dollar strength has been a considerable negative for U.S. multinationals that have to convert their foreign-generated financial results back into U.S. dollars at the end of every quarter for financial reporting purposes. Once again, energy sector earnings are forecast to be a considerable pressure on overall second quarter results. Earnings sector earnings per share are forecast to be down 76% year over year in quarter number two, thus shaving 3.6 percentage points from the overall S&P 500 earnings per share figure, according to FactSet. So that's actually not bad news at all. I kind of like that. So let's see. What else do we want to talk about? This whole FBI thing has me a bit in a quandary, trying to figure out what it actually means, other than me having this vision of President Obama and Secretary Clinton opening up the door, flying out of Air Force One, down the ramp, onto the tarmac, with music blaring and a big smile on her face, and I could see her hands raised with the victory sign in each one, kind of like Richard Nixon. We'll see. We'll see how that works out. I'm sure. I'm not quite sure what time of the day it is, but boy, I think we ought to just, you know, close down the office and put on, you know, find it someplace on the internet or on a television and just kind of have at the joy of it all. But, well, maybe not. So, let's see. What else do we have going on? Well, the day before the UK voted to leave the European Union, the S&P 500 closed at 2113. Last Friday, it closed just under 2103, less than 0.5% lower. Even more surprising, the trading on Monday of this week, the FTSE 100 index of UK equities is actually higher by almost 3% than it was before the vote. Euro Stock 50 index has fared a little bit worse by comparison, having fallen 5.8%, but it had been down by 11% in the days immediately following the vote. This modest selling pressure has led some to conclude that fears of Brexit were slightly overdone. Do you think so? Anybody watch all of the news broadcasts that were supposed to get us all nervous and jerky about this major black swan event that was going to take the U.S. markets and send it to hell? Well, I don't think it really happened, according to the numbers anyway, although we're a little bit down today. But after all these consecutive up days, that's pretty much what you would expect. But, you know, as I said, the modest selling pressure has led to some to conclude that fears of Brexit were overdone and that life will simply go on as before the vote. But such complacency might be a mistake. Brexit is not a financial crisis, nor a Lehman-type moment. But it is a political shock, and that political shock will likely have significant economic implications, particularly in the UK and the European Union, that will eventually play out over time. Now, the muted reaction expressed in the moment of the broader indices cited above may not tell the whole story. First, the relative strength in stocks has mostly been attributed to the promise by central banks to provide sufficient liquidity to prevent conditions from deteriorating. But that faith in the power of monetary policy seems to overlook its diminishing effectiveness. And, you know, we have that as an example right here in the United States. Central bankers themselves have expressed the view that monetary policy is reaching its limits, and investors have reacted poorly to the spread of negative interest rates. The thinking seems to be that a deluge of liquidity has not done the job so far, so let's try even more. Maybe more liquidity can help in the short run, but not in the long run. Structural reforms are needed now. A second look inside the broader averages showed that the landscape has indeed changed since last Thursday, although the S&P 500 has declined by just 0.5%. Only defensive utilities, consumer staples, and healthcare sectors have outperformed. Utilities are higher by 4.3%. In contrast, financials are lower by 2.5%, including banks, which are lower by 6.3%, as the ensuing flight to safety has driven bond yields to record lows, and global growth forecasts have been lowered. Materials are down about 3.7% as the dollar has firmed, and while the FTSE 100 may be higher today than before the vote. That is only in local currency terms. However, since the vote, the pound has plunged 11% versus the dollar. Let's all go to London for vacation. Turning that 2.9% gain into a 7.6% loss. Measured in euros, the loss is 5.9%, and when measured in dollars, the 5.8% decline in the Euro Stoxx 50 index expands to 7.5%, hardly a non-event. So other assets, well, they exhibited the same concern. Since the vote, gold is higher by 7.3%. The yen has firmed. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note has lowered a lot by 31 basis points and briefly touched its all-time low last week and hit it again today. Longer maturity bonds are trending at all-time low yields. The German 10-year yields have dropped 23 basis points to a negative 0.14%, and expectations for the next Fed rate hike have been pushed out to 2018. Now, the operative word in the aftermath of Brexit is uncertainty. The terms of separation will not be known for some time, as negotiations will linger for years. That uncertainty will translate into economic stagnation as investment decisions are put on hold because companies don't know what's going to happen at this point. Now, the impact will be felt most acutely in the UK and secondarily throughout the entire European Union. In contrast, the US will be relatively less impacted, but it will not be completely immune. Maybe in time, Brexit will turn out to have been a good decision by the UK, but in the months immediately ahead, its economy is certainly likely to struggle. Evidence of this should begin to emerge in the July data scheduled in August. Closer to home, as I said, we got the much-awaited June jobs report. That's scheduled to be released on Friday. The consensus forecast is calling for a big rebound. 175,000 new farm non-farm jobs from a sluggish 38,000 in May. If that doesn't happen, then our own economic outlook will begin to be questioned since the consumer sector has been its primary support. We missed some stuff yesterday. Markets around the world were generally lower on Monday while U.S. markets were closed. In Europe, the major averages were down between 0.5% and 1% as investors took another look at potential longer-term risks of the European stability after the Brexit vote. While markets around the world have been generally lower the last 2 days, as I said, London's FTSE 1000 index has been seeing some upside today. Bank of England officials this morning announced that they would ease capital requirements for UK-based banks as the financial system and economic risks associated with Brexit are now being assessed. Banks, however, would not be allowed to use the added leeway to issue dividends or repurchase shares. According to the Bank of England, the reduced capital buffer requirement should equate to added lending capacity of banks to the tune of about £150 billion. And there's some weakness in Italian banks. Service sector activity has been seeing some support in Europe. So overall, we're going to have somewhat of a wait-and-see attitude as far as what's going on. And when we come back, we'll talk a little bit about some of the new stuff that's going on. But before we take our break, I just wanted to mention that Huntington Healthcare this year is going to be the signature sponsor of the 2016 Golf Classic. So get ready to hit the links. The Chamber is actively preparing for its 2016 Golf Classic to take place on Tuesday, September 27th at Hawk Point Golf Club in Washington. I've played there. It's a great track, nice clubhouse, fabulous people, and I happen to have had firsthand experience with the quality of the martinis that they prepare. Stellar. Now, the day is going to begin with breakfast at Hawk Point's beautiful clubhouse, with the tournament beginning with a 10 a.m. shotgun start. Now, following the tournament, there will be a networking luncheon and award ceremony in which the winning foursome will be rewarded the Huntington Cup. You know, back in the day, one of my previous partners, Don Smith, and I collected all of how many of these things that we won, but we used to be pretty good at just smashing the little round ball around the course, but in recent years I've completely fallen in love with the business and doing what's in the best interest of our clients, working within a fiduciary capacity, so I don't get the same satisfaction devoting about 6 hours a day plus transportation and having to wear funny clothes as compared to the significance of what we do for you folks. So, But for those of you who want to play golf, there you have it. Contact the chamber. Chamber members, it's $185 per golfer, $700 per foursome. Non-members, it'll be $225 per golfer and $800 per foursome. And the chamber thanks Hunterdon Healthcare once again for being the signature sponsor of the Golf Classic. For more information on this, please contact the chamber office at 908-782-7115. Again, that's 908-782-7115, and everyone hopes to see you there.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
FBI Director James Comey making a statement to reporters today as speculation about the Hillary Clinton investigation heats up. They're not saying what Comey's going to be talking about. The Bureau investigating whether classified material was mishandled by Clinton when she was Secretary of State. She's been under fire for using personal email and a private server when she ran the State Department. The Swiss Air Force scrambles fighter jets to escort a New York to Tel Aviv flight after a bomb threat. Switzerland saying it sent up the fighters after an LL Airlines reports getting an anonymous message that a bomb was on the plane. The threat turning out to be an apparent false alarm, and the Boeing 747 continues to Israel without any problems, landing safely early today. An Arizona man infected with the West Nile virus, now paralyzed. Nick Cornelius was bitten by a mosquito and had a rare reaction to the virus. This is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by SC Johnson. There are many things that make summer great. Camping trips, barbecues, getaways to the beach. Trying to avoid pesky mosquito bites? Not so great. It's National Mosquito Control Awareness Week, and the bug experts at the SC Johnson Entomology Research Center have a few tips and tricks to help protect you and your family from mosquitoes this summer. Be sure to wear light-colored, breezy fabrics that allow you to cover up while keeping cool. Use personal repellents with DEET or Picaridin. They are the best line of defense from mosquito bites when outdoors. Always make sure to read and follow all directions for repellents carefully. Don't forget to repair the screens on windows and doors to keep mosquitoes out of your house. Outside, make sure to remove any standing water from fountains, bird baths, and buckets where mosquitoes may breed. Lastly, remember some mosquitoes are most active during the day, so be sure to take extra precautions when you're out in the sun. For more tips, visit www.scjohnson.com/mosquito.
Good morning again. This is Tony Clark. Some things about money. And I'll do a quick weather update, although there's not much to say. Nothing's changed. Still 78 degrees, overcast. Lots of rain coming the next few days, but warm. High near 87 degrees. West wind around 10 miles per hour. And then on Wednesday, we'll have some patchy fog in the morning. Otherwise, sunny and high near 92. Thursday, again, some more thundershowers after 8 a.m. And then partly sunny with a high near 93. Calm wind becoming west, 5 to 8 miles per hour in the afternoon. Chance of precipitation is 40%. And then Thursday night, a couple more showers, mostly cloudy, low around 71 degrees. And chance of precipitation is 30%. We'll go back to Joe Patton with some things about money.
And yes, I am Joe Patton, certified financial planner at Patton Heidi & Associates, located at 1318 Route 31 North in Annandale, New Jersey. You can give us a call at 908-713-6600 if you'd like a second opinion on what's going on with all of the new Department of Labor fiduciary standard rules and everything else. Or if you happen to be a millennial and you're looking for six financial lessons to master by the time you're 30, we're going to talk about that. And if you came into the office, we would dive deeply into those issues for you. And what are those six things, Tony? Well, I'm going to get to those in a second, but you know, you and I were talking about the flight, the president and Hillary Clinton coming in, and I was just so impressed to know that the cost is
$206,337
per hour. Okay, and who pays that?
You and me.
Oh, okay. Well, there may be a reimbursement on the part of the Democratic National Committee, but from what I understand, good luck getting the information. So I could just imagine what a wonderful thing it is for Hillary to look presidential, especially on this day when she was getting a pass kind of like a hall pass, I guess, to be late or to do things that are really, really not a good thing. But, yeah, she's going to get away with that anyway because, after all, she is a Clinton. And they are famous for being able to do this. I mean, after all, wasn't it Bill who just recently was able to delay his own departure? Was it from Phoenix? So he got to check with the Justice Department Secretary on just a social visit. I guess he kind of jogged the 60 yards across the tarmac in the 103 or 160-degree heat so he can talk about the grandkids and travel plans. What's the name of that bridge that you might be interested in buying? I'm not quite sure, but I'm sure there was nothing devious in the motivation to talk to the head of the Justice Department. Especially with this thing going on with the FBI, maybe he wasn't quite sure how it would play out. And then, of course, he might be one of the principals in the ongoing FBI investigation of the Clinton Foundation, along with Hillary. And my understanding from an Observer article that was commented on the Internet this morning is that her staff was absolutely beside themselves when they saw him entering the plane. They were just, what are you doing? You can't be talking to the man. I don't care if he's a former president of the United States. There's two ongoing investigations right now where he's one of the principals being investigated. Not only how does it look, but why didn't they conduct the meeting, in a lounge area if they really wanted to talk family? Why would it be in the plane behind closed doors? Well, maybe the air conditioning was better, or maybe the first-class food was. I'm not sure. And you know how Bill loves burgers. He claims to be a vegetarian, but I have my doubts. Or vegan or something. That's why he looks so good. But why does it matter? Really? Yeah, it doesn't matter because... Yeah, I mean, I am just so happy, and I just trust them so much because over the years they've earned my trust. Six financial lessons to master by the time you're 30. Absolutely get out your notebooks. First, actually stick to a budget. Most 20-somethings, they play around with the idea, but implementing not so much. They go there and look for the apps, I guess, for the budgets and... It looks good, and I guess if you find the right app and you kind of read through it, you've now accomplished having a budget. No, not really. The importance of budgeting is not to live in depravity instead. It's critical to know where each dollar goes, and it's fine if you spend your money on shopping or fun trips as long as these purchases fit in your budget and do not detract from your savings goals. Knowing your spending habits... Well, that's certainly going to help you discover where you can cut expenses and how you can save money for things like retirement. But, knowing is a good thing. Stop spending your whole paycheck. Immediately I see Whole and I think of Whole Foods. Now, the wealthiest individuals in the world do not get to their high financial position by spending their entire paycheck every month. In fact, many self-made millionaires spend their income quite modestly. Anybody who read The Millionaire Next Door would realize what I'm talking about. You want to start by living off of maybe 90% of your income and save the other 10%. Having that money automatically deducted from your paycheck and put into a retirement savings account ensures you will not miss it. Gradually, you can increase that amount you save while decreasing the amount you live off of. Ideally, learn to live off of 60 to 80% of your paycheck while saving and investing the remaining 20 to 40. Another thing you want to do is get real about your financial goals. Now, what are your financial goals? Really sit down and think about it. Write them down and figure out how to make them a reality. You're less likely to achieve any goal if you don't write it down and create a concrete plan. That's one of the most critical things. I mean, when I was young, I thought I wanted a boat, so I took the picture of the boat I wanted and I stuck it next to my telephone. So every time I needed to make a call, talk to a client, or take any activity at all, I'd always ask myself, is this going to get me close to my goal? Is spending the money on that, three martini lunch back in the day the right thing to do? Well, the answer was no. I should be putting it towards my boat because God knows there are giant holes in the ocean that you throw money into. Of course, I didn't know that at the time. It took me some years later to realize it after talking to many clients about their personal experiences, and slowly but surely I lost the appetite for becoming one of them. Another thing you want to do, figure out your debt situation. Many individuals become complacent about their debt once they hit their 30s. For those with student loan debt, mortgages, credit card debt, and auto loans, repaying debt has become another way of life. You might even view debt as normal. The truth is that you do not need to live your whole life paying debt off. Assess how much debt you have outside of your mortgage and create a budget that helps you avoid gaining any more of it. You want to establish a strong emergency fund. Now, an emergency fund is so important to the health of your finances. If you do not have an emergency fund, then you are going to be more likely to dip into savings or rely on credit cards to help pay for any unexplained car repairs or health expenses. The first step is to build your emergency fund to $1,000. That is the minimum your account should have. By putting $50 of each paycheck in your emergency fund, you will hit the $1,000 goal within 10 months. And once you get there, don't stop. The next goal is to establish 3 to 6 months of living expenses. Therefore, if your current budget utilizes $4,000 a month, then your goal should be to save $12,000 to $24,000. Reaching this financial goal will take time and perseverance, but it's going to protect you. And if you've ever faced a medical crisis or a job loss in the future, you know what I'm talking about. When you get there, you'll be happy you had it. And don't forget about retirement. Most people who enter their 30s, and they do this without saving a single dime contributed to a retirement plan. What are they doing? If you want that $1 million nest egg, you have to put it in savings now. Stop waiting for a promotion or more wiggle room in your budget. In your 30s, you still have time on your side, so don't waste it. Make sure that you're benefiting from your company's matching contributions. Folks, it's free money. You know, if they match the first 3% of your 3%, that's 100% return on your investment guaranteed. Not to mention, you don't pay tax on it. Does it get any better than that? So the bottom line, when you have bad financial habits in your 20s, chalk it up to young age. But you will not be able to continue to get sympathy for poor money management skills once you enter your 30s. The financial lessons you master now will greatly benefit you for the rest of your life. Cannot imagine how many people we talk to who don't follow those rules. And maybe it's because of what goes on in the markets. There are a lot of people out there who are very, very concerned about putting money in the markets right now. They're not making anything in cash, and so they figure, let me go spend the money on all of these personal experiences that I've always wanted to have. Well, right now, an experience we don't want to have is seeing red on the screen. The Dow is currently down 118 points, 0.66%. S&P 500 is down 17. The Nasdaq's down a little bit over 53. Over in Europe, stocks were dropping at the close, although the FTSE was still green, up 34.5 points. The DAX and the CAC were both down well over 1.5%. Tony, did you see oil? Now, oil, of course, is down $2.22 a barrel at $46.71. And as I said, gold has been up all day, up $12.30 an ounce. The 10-year continues to drop at 1.3666%. But what I'm referring to really has to do with this little blurb that we saw on CNBC this morning, that the U.S. now has more oil than Saudi Arabia or Russia. More oil, according to recent studies. But we don't want to hurt our friends' feelings by accessing our own resources and making life easier and creating incentives for more corporations to move here because of the fact that we can have cheaper energy. We'd actually have to do something with our corporate tax laws and our tax on repatriated money back here. But I think if we really pursued that energy independence thing, not just for national security, but also for job creation, could you imagine the tax revenue if all of those corporations overseas that are paying more could live here for less and have cheap energy? and we would have more tax revenue in order to cover our infrastructure needs, which would encourage even more businesses to relocate here and create even more jobs, and maybe private sector training programs to enable all of these Americans who are unemployed, underemployed, or no longer considered as part of the workforce. Maybe then they would have a shot at some financial independence in their retirement. Because 10% of a six-figure salary is a nice piece of change. And I can imagine a lot of people would like to get those jobs that would be coming as the result of that strategy. But, you know, I understand, you know, there's all of these green issues and, you know, the ideology that's out there right now that these businesses are evil and we shouldn't really do this to Mother Earth. And if we frack, then, you know, there's always the danger of polluting your water supply, and we may end up with more earthquakes in Oklahoma, or we may be doing something else. Because after all, if, you know, we just ceased all economic activity, things would just work out well for us. Not anyway. It is what it is until it isn't. But we're going to take one more break and then wrap things up. You're listening to Some Things About Money.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntingChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, Law Offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce. Building business, one business at a time.
And we're back. So what do Americans expect to generate in annual income or yield from their investments? Well, the average stock market yield globally right now is about 4%, and the benchmark interest rates for major developed markets are at about 0.5% or lower, or even negative. What do Americans expect to generate? Well, a whopping 11.1%. What? U.S. millennials aged 18 to 35 are nearly as optimistic with expectations of 10.2% returns. Compared that with the only slightly more sober expectations of their investing peers in Europe and Asia, who seek 7.9% and 9.7% returns respectively. When you take a look at where interest rates are, Fed policy, global GDP, U.S. GDP expectations of 2% or less, I can't even imagine somebody expecting
that type of a return on their investment. That's just crazy stuff. This is not the 90s, folks. So, you know, those of you who are beating up your financial advisors incessantly because they're not getting you double-digit returns, I suggest you take a healthy swig of that dose of reality. And, you know, if you're looking at a 5% to 7% return over the next few years, I think that's probably in line with what those expectations should be. So all of that good stuff. Bad financial advisors. Well, there are six things that they do that you may or may not have experienced yourself. First of all, they tend to ignore your spouse. When you do meetings, they're going to take look and talk to one person and ignore you. That's never a good thing. Or they don't ignore you, but they talk down to you. Now, not all clients are financially sophisticated, but people do deserve a little bit of respect and more explanations the way people want to get their information as opposed to giving you all this financial jargon. The other thing that you want to look at, do they put their investment, their interest before yours? And that was one of the things that we've been talking about with the fiduciary standard, where the client is supposed to come first, not the advisor, not the advisor's firm. So be very sensitive to that and ask for Form ADV to ensure that they do work under a fiduciary standard and not just a suitability standard where they may come first, not you. The other thing that you want to see is whether or not they return your calls or emails. Now, it used to be if people got back to you within, you know, 24 or 48 hours, that was good enough, but not today. You expect to get that response faster than back then, and if you're not getting it, then that could be a sign of a problem. They also suggest that maybe that you don't need a third-party custodian. They'll provide you with the reports, and they'll just take care of all the correspondence and the number crunching for you. Remember this guy Bernie Madoff? Didn't he do that? So having a third-party custodian, in our case, we use Ameriprise. We don't generate the reports directly out of our office. We use Ameriprise numbers. They control the process. When you get a statement in the mail or you see one online, that's not something that we concoct behind closed doors in our office. The corporation does that. They have that third-party responsibility, and that is the thing that you're looking for. The advisors may not speak their mind. You know, you want a relationship that's open and honest. You need that communication with your advisor. So a good advisor is going to tell the client if he disagrees with a suggestion, if that's the case, and the reasons why they disagree. They're not going to be afraid of conflict because a good advisor is always going to push back on the ideas that the clients may have gotten from some talking head on CNBC or Fox Business or a person they heard on Bloomberg, because what does that have to do with the client? That's just some general information that gets pulled off the shelf for the express purpose of creating upset in the minds of the viewer or the listener, so you'll stay tuned in and they'll get better Nielsen ratings and get higher ad revenue as a result of that upset. So you want an advisor that's going to call you out. And the bottom line, those things aren't going to be exhibited by all financial advisors, but in my opinion, you know, those are six characteristics that you want to stay on top of and watch out for. And if you're hearing them, maybe it's time to go shopping elsewhere. I want to thank everybody for listening in. It's a beautiful day out there developing. So if you get an opportunity, get out there, buy Hunted and buy often. You've been listening to Some Things About Money. This is Joe Patton. You just have a great day.
The news is sponsored by the Hunted and Medical Center. Hunted and Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
FBI Director James Comey making a statement to reporters today as speculation about the Hillary Clinton investigation heats up. They're not saying what Comey's going to be talking about. The Bureau investigating whether classified material was mishandled by Clinton when she was Secretary of State. She's been under fire for using personal email and a private server when she ran the State Department.
The Swiss Air Force scrambles fighter jets to escort a New York to Tel Aviv flight after a bomb threat. Switzerland saying it sent up the fighters after an LL Airlines reports getting an anonymous message that a bomb was on the plane. The threat turning out to be an apparent false alarm, and the Boeing 747 continues to Israel without any problems, landing safely early today. An Arizona man infected with the West Nile virus, now paralyzed. Nick Cornelius was bitten by a mosquito and had a rare reaction to the virus. This is USA Radio News.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. I mean, you know, I love him.
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream.